Let us rise in body or spirit. Our processional hymn is 527. 527. Good morning. Welcome to St. John's Lutheran Church here in American Falls, Idaho. I hope you saw the acolyte's shirt today. On the back it says, "Make Heaven Crowded." This is the second Sunday of Epiphany, and our appointed liturgy is in our bulletin. We begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God and the unity of all, Let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house, and for all who offer here their praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Our hymn of praise is 858. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Holy God, our strength and our Redeemer, by your Spirit hold us forever, that through your grace we may worship you and faithfully serve you, follow you, and joyfully find you. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Please be seated for the lesson.
The first reading comes from Isaiah 49, 1 through 7. Listen to me, O coastlands. Pay attention, you peoples from far away. The Lord called me before I was born. While I was in my mother's womb, he named me. He named my mouth like a sharp sword. In the shadow of his hand, he hid me. He made me a polished arrow. In his quiver, he hid me away. And he said to me, "You are my servant, Israel, in whom I will be glorified." But I said, "I have labored in vain. I have strength for nothing and vanity. And surely my cause is with the Lord, and my reward with my God." And now the Lord says, "Who formed me in the womb to be his servant, to bring Jacob back to him, and that Israel might be gathered to him? For I am honored in the sight of the Lord, and my God has become my strength." He says, "It is too light a thing that you should be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to restore the survivors of Israel. I will give you as a light to the nations, that my salvation may reach to the end of the earth. Thus says the Lord, the Redeemer of Israel and his Holy One, to one deeply despised, abhorred by the nations, the slave of rulers, kings shall see and stand up, princes, and they shall prostrate themselves because of the Lord, who is faithful, the Holy One of Israel, who has chosen you. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm today is Psalms 40, 1 through 11. We'll read it responsively. I waited patiently for the Lord.
He inclined to me and heard my cry.
He drew me up from the desolate pit,
out of the miry bog, and set my feet upon a rock, making my steps secure.
He put a new song in my mouth,
a song of praise to our God. Many will see and fear and put their trust in the Lord.
Happy are those who make
the Lord their trust, who do not turn to the proud, to those who go astray after false gods.
You have been multiplied, O Lord my God.
Your wondrous deeds and your thoughts toward us, none can compare with you. Were I to proclaim and tell of them, they would be more than can be counted.
Sacrifice and offering you do not desire,
but you have given me an open ear. Burnt offering and sin offering you have not required.
Then I said, here I am.
In the scroll of the book it is written of me.
I delight to do your will, O my God.
Your law is within my heart.
I have told the glad news of deliverance.
In the great congregation, see, I have not restrained my lips, as you know, O Lord.
I have not hidden your saving help within my heart.
I have spoken of your faithfulness and your salvation. I have not concealed your steadfast love and your faithfulness from the great congregations.
Do not, O Lord, withhold
your mercy from me. Let your steadfast love and your faithfulness keep me safe forever.
The second reading comes from 1 Corinthians 1, 1 through 9. Paul, called to be an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, and our brother Sosthenes, to the church of God that is in Corinth, to those who are sanctified in Jesus Christ, called to be saints, together with all those who are in every place, call on the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, both their Lord and ours. Grace to you and peace from our God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. I give thanks to my God always for you because of the grace of God that has been given you in Christ Jesus. For in every way you have been enriched in him, in speech and knowledge of every kind, just as the testimony of Christ has been strengthened among you, so you are not lacking in any gift as you wait for the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ. He will also strengthen you to the end, so you may be blameless on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, by whom you are called into partnership of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. John saw Jesus coming toward him and declared, "Here is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, 'After me comes a man who ranks ahead of me, because he was before me.' I myself did not know him, but I came baptizing with water for this reason, that he might be revealed to Israel." And John testified, "I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it remained on him. I myself did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water said to me, 'He on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain is the one who baptizes with the Holy Spirit.' And I myself have seen and have testified that this is the Son of God." The next day, John again was standing with two of his disciples. And as he watched Jesus walk by, he exclaimed, "Look, here is the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard him say this, and they followed Jesus. When Jesus turned and saw them following, he said to them, "What are you looking for?" They said to him, "Rabbi," which translated means teacher. "Where are you staying?" Jesus said to them, "Come and see." They came and saw where he was staying, and they remained with him that day. It was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. One of the two who heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his brother Simon and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which is translated anointed. He brought Simon to Jesus, who looked at him and said, "You are Simon, son of John. You are to be called Cephas," which is translated Peter. The Gospel of the Lord. And now may the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our God, our strength, and our Redeemer. Amen. You know, if any of us were to stop and think about every shameless and shameful, our darkest and worst thoughts and actions, known and unknown to our friends and neighbors, we would not, in spite of what we might think, we would not have exhausted the point of view of who we truly are from where God sits. No matter how accurate it may be to us, it would not be exhaustive. You know, today's gospel lesson from St. John is gospel. It's an old English word, God's spell, which we say as gospel. And the Greek of the New Testament calls euangelion, which means the good message or the good news. Evangelism, get it? In our modern English, we are the people of good news. Godspell, euangelion. Gospel, euangelion, good news. And what is it? What is that good news? But so eloquently introduced by St. John this morning in this first chapter of his gospel. "Here is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." Our darkest, most black, most awful, and worst is of no eternal consequence against the power and the grace and the love of God in Jesus Christ. Our sins no longer define us at all. It is God who defines us. The Lamb of God has taken away those sins. Well, St. John the Baptizer has so declared, and St. John the Evangelist and Apostle has recorded and declared this morning and for 2,000 years. For the people of Israel, the image of the Lamb would be very powerful as the sign of new beginnings and forgiveness. Lambs were sacrificed at the temple in Jerusalem as atonement for the sins of the people and a new start in their relationship with God. Now, by calling Jesus the Lamb of God, John is saying that Jesus will offer up his own life, that sin will no longer have the final word about who we are. John also reminds the crowd that Jesus is far greater than himself. That though John appeared first, Jesus existed long before him in eternity. The eternal Word became flesh to dwell among us. John the Evangelist said earlier in this morning's gospel, "The Word by which all creation appears, entering into that very creation in Jesus." John's role is simply to point the way. He speaks of the Spirit coming down like a dove and alighting on Jesus as a sign that Jesus is chosen and sent by God, the eternal Lamb. He is presented, he's offered up on behalf of not only us, but on behalf of all creation, the whole world, for the redemption of all. Jesus will not only wash sin away by the waters of baptism and by his blood, but he will also transform hearts by the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, this gospel passage speaks directly to our own struggles. Many of us live trapped in the past. We remember our failures, and they were failures. They are failures, poor choices, failed relationships, our own selfishness, our disappointments, our sins. We will often replay them again and again in our minds, even after we have asked God for forgiveness. We find it difficult, nigh unto impossible, to forgive ourselves sometimes. We allow guilt and shame to define us as if our mistakes are stronger than God's mercy. But John points us to a different truth. Jesus doesn't merely cover sin, but he takes it away. Jesus does not come to remind us of our past as to free us from it. Now, as the Lamb of God, Jesus comes to carry our burdens so that we may live in peace and hope. This is a task that only God can fulfill. We cannot do it by ourselves or even collectively. Salvation is God's work and God's alone, not ours. That's actually good news. When you think about it thoroughly, God's forgiveness is real, it is complete, and for the whole world. Our gospel this morning invites us to be truly focused on Jesus. Behold Jesus, the Lamb of God, to trust that his mercy is greater than our failures. Now, like John the Baptizer, we are called not to point to our past, but to point attention and our lives toward Christ. When we receive his forgiveness, we also become witnesses of his grace, bringing healing and hope to others. The bearers of good news, we are. Evangelium, good news, evangelists. Gospel. This week, perhaps God is calling us to let go of sin which we stubbornly cling to and carry. It's a thought. We are called to trust that Jesus has already carried it away. May our Eucharist this morning strengthen us in our journey, in our pilgrimage, from darkness toward light, from ourselves to him who is light, life, and love. It is good news, Evangelium, gospel. Our hymn of the day is 696. Let us rise in body or spirit and say together the words of our faith as found in the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. As God's beloved children united in Christ, let us pray for the church, the whole human community, and the well-being of the earth, our home. Gracious God, gather the church into one great fellowship. Equip your people to work together for justice and peace, following the example of Martin Luther King Jr., renewer of society, whose birth we remember this week. Merciful God, creating God, sustain the web of life on this planet. Protect wild places, endangered species, and vulnerable habitats. Come to the aid of those affected by natural disasters. Merciful God, just God, you desire respect and equality for everyone. Raise up prophets who speak truth to the nations. Embolden leaders and those in authority to advocate for people in need. Merciful God, healing God, you lift up those who are bowed down by trouble, oppression, or illness, especially those we lift up to you now in our hearts. Bring an end to social injustice and inequities of every kind, so that all people may have abundant life. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Abiding God, you are present with this congregation. Keep us mindful of our mission and guide our ministries in this community. Kindle in us a desire to help one another. Merciful God, faithful God, you promise to be with us always. We remember with gratitude the faithful departed who now you. Strengthen us to the end that we may see you face to face. Merciful God, confident that the Holy Spirit receives our prayers and answers us, we commend all for whom we pray to God's loving kindness made known to us in Christ Jesus, our Savior.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be always with you.
Oh, Mom and Dad, back up.
Welcome to worship at St. John's Lutheran Church, American Falls, Idaho, this morning. Today in the church year is the second Sunday after Epiphany. We especially welcome all of you who are visiting with us in person today and to those who are worshiping with us by listening to the radio station or the internet broadcast. Happy anniversary today to Josh and Lacey Zavison. Happy birthday this week to Eli Kaysen, Travis Burgemeister, Michelle Turner, Marissa Domchowski, Ashley Woonsock, John Annan, Cindy Campbell, Taryn Rowe, Holly Seiss, and Brickell Daig. Annual congregation meeting is next Sunday, January 20th. Are there any other announcements not in the worship bulletin or corrections to the ones in it? Okay, at this time we will collect offering.
Let us pray. Blessed are you, O God, maker of all things. Through your goodness, you have blessed us with these gifts, ourselves, our time, and our possessions. Use us and what we have gathered in feeding the world with your love, through the one who gave himself for us, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. By the leading of a star, he was shown forth to all nations. In the waters of the Jordan, you proclaimed him your beloved Son. And in the miracle of water turned to wine, he revealed your glory. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. The beginning and the end, the giver of life, you for the birth of creation. Blessed are you in the darkness and in the light. Blessed are you for your promise to your people. Blessed are you in the prophets' hopes and dreams. Blessed are you for Mary's openness to your will. Blessed are you for your Son Jesus, the Word made flesh. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." With this bread and cup, we remember your word dwelling among us, full of grace and truth. We remember our new birth in his death and resurrection. We look with hope for his coming. Holy God, we long for your Spirit. Come among us. Bless this meal. May your word take flesh in us. Awaken your people. Fill us with your light. Bring the gift of peace on earth. All praise and glory are yours, Holy One of Israel, Word of God incarnate, power of the Most High, one God, now and forever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Jesus has taught us, we are privileged to say, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen." The gifts of God for the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. This is the table of Jesus Christ. It is Jesus who invites you to receive him this morning in this sacrament. Let it only be Jesus who restrains you from doing so. Everything is prepared. Come forward as the Lord calls you. Given for you, the body of Christ given for you, the body given for you, the body of Christ 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 given for you, body of Christ given for you, the body of Christ given for you. Body of Christ given for you. The 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 body of Christ given for you. Body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. Thank you. Amen. The blood of Christ shed for you. The blood of Christ shed for you. The blood of Christ shed for you. Amen. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen. Let us rise. Thanks, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through the healing power of this gift of life. In your mercy, strengthen us through this gift in faith towards you and in fervent love toward one another. For the sake of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The Lord bless and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Our processional out into the world to love and serve is 534. Thank you. peace. Love and serve the Lord.
Thank you.